With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. While it's never easy to accurately predict what the stock market will do on any given day, it appears Wall Street may be ready to recover some of what it lost in recent sell-offs, including yesterday's. Stock futures have been higher so far this morning. President Trump hasn't had much to say about sinking stocks.
As Wall Street continued its sell-off to begin the week, the president did not make any public appearances and no public statements about the stock market on Monday. However, he was active on social media, sharing several dozen favorable articles about himself and Republican praise for his leadership. Over the weekend, the president refused to rule out a possible recession, which further spooked investors.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. A U.S.-led delegation headed by Secretary of State Rubio is meeting with Ukrainian officials at talks in Saudi Arabia. The discussions focus on finding a way to end the war with Russia. The meeting comes just hours after Russian air defenses shot down 337 Ukrainian drones over 10 regions overnight. Also at SRNNews.com, a proposal to fund the federal government for the final half of this federal fiscal year has run into some opposition.
The proposal, which shifts around some budget lines to increase defense spending by $6 billion and cut domestic spending by $13 billion, was denounced by Democrats. But the bill also drew some ire off Republican Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky, who said the bill is more of the same old stuff. Massie posted on X, quote, "I'll be a no on the CR this week. It amazes me that colleagues and many of the public fall for the lie that we will fight for another day." President Donald Trump is calling for the proposal to pass. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Federal judges ruled that DOGE must start releasing records of its activities, saying the Department of Government Efficiency is likely subject to a Freedom of Information Act. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 121. This is SRN News. Maternity benefits now available for women's pro tennis players.
Pregnant players on the women's tennis tour can now receive 12 months of paid maternity leave. 2 months off without pay is offered to those who become parents outside of traditional marriage and conception. It's all available under a program sponsored by the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia, announced this past week by the WTA. More than 300 players are eligible, retroactive to the first of this year. The WTA would not disclose the amount of the available funds. George Williams reporting.
A prominent Palestinian activist who helped lead last spring's protests at Columbia University has been arrested by federal immigration agents. Department of Homeland Security spokesman describes the arrest as supporting the president's executive orders prohibiting anti-Semitism. The arrest follows last week's announcement the administration is canceling $400 million in grants and contracts to Columbia because the school has abandoned its obligation to Jewish students. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court will weigh in on the ownership of a valuable piece of art looted by the Nazis.
The justices have revived a case that could decide the ownership of a French Impressionist painting that was once stolen by the Nazis from a Jewish woman. At issue is whether the painting should remain in the hands of a prominent Spanish museum where it now hangs, or with the descendants of the woman. Camille Pissarro's 1897 painting hangs in Madrid's Thyssen-Bornemisza Museum and depicts a rain-swept Paris street. The painting is estimated to be worth tens of millions of dollars. Keith Peters reporting.
Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist running to become the state's next Democratic governor. Gilchrist announcing his bid to succeed term-limited Governor Gretchen Whitmer. He became Michigan's first black lieutenant governor in 2019 and is currently in his second term in office. More details at SRNNews.com.